Tri-County Contracting, worry-free roofing, siding, and windows. To sign up for a free estimate, get info on their worry-free roof tune-up or their free yearly roof inspections, or to get an instant roof quote, visit them online at TriCountyContractingWI.com.
It's going to take you inside the workplace. Who is stepping up to lead the office of the future? It's not the new kids.
What would you say you do here?
Remember that? From Office Space, these consultants talking with an employee at the office who is completely checked out.
The thing is, Bob, it's not that I'm lazy. It's that I just don't care.
Don't care?
It's a problem of motivation, all right?
So after all that, these guys decide checked out, uncaring guy actually seems like a great fit for being in charge.
I'd like to move us right along to a Peter Gibbons. Now, we had a chance to meet this young man, and boy, that's just a straight shooter with upper management written all over him.
Talking about this today, because I read this article in The Independent. It's called Conscious Unbossing, At Last a Gen Z Buzz Phrase We Can All Get On Board With. First line from the article, the term sounds suspiciously Orwellian, or like something Gwyneth Paltrow may have coined, but it actually refers to a growing cohort of young people in the workplace who refuse to climb the management ladder, seemingly content to shun promotion. What is this about? Bring in friend of the program, president and managing partner at LAK Group, local business consulting firm, Mike Grubich is here. Morning, Mike.
Good morning, everyone. How are you?
So I love when I sent this over to Mike because we check in with Mike from time to time on these workplace issues. Love to get his take on it. We've had the quiet quitters, the coffee badgers, and now the conscious unbossers. So I sent this to Mike and he's like, oh yeah, I want to talk about this. So is this something, A, that you're seeing, and B, really, what are we talking about here?
Yeah, definitely seeing it. I think what, you know, we, all the generations, older generations, I'm Generation X, we always like to knock on the generations below
us. Of course.
Right? It's just a common thing. But I think they have it right here, you know, in that why should I do something that I don't want to do? Let me do things that I enjoy. I mean, we wrote a book about leadership on purpose, people going into leadership because they value it. They see their position there and their purpose there. If my purpose is to design agriculture equipment, let me do it if I like doing it. Or if I want to be a nurse, just let me be a nurse or a teacher. So I think this generation has it. The other side of this coin is, though, what experiences are we creating in the workplace that are turning people off from this? You know, our brain works on narratives, and you know, our experiences shape our beliefs that drive our behavior. And if we see stress, thankless work, or the manager that we report to isn't really good, why would I want to go into that? So it plays on both sides here, and there's so many opportunities for both.
Talking with Mike Grubich of LAK Group about conscious unbossers. Okay, fine. I get why they don't want to do it. Frankly, I'm with them on that. I don't want to be in charge of stuff. I want to do this. I want to be on the radio.
Yep.
Eric was kind of pseudo in charge. You were like news director for a while,
yeah,
also
in
here.
Yeah.
And that was, you were spending a lot less time in here applying the trade that you wanted to do, and a lot more time doing schedules
and things like that. And working with, in developing and leading people and all that stuff. And I guess what I always told folks who are, I guess, younger than us, who were asking me about going into management, either here locally or elsewhere, I would say you got to think about that, because it's different than just leadership. There's management and then there's leadership. They're
two different things.
Yep.
And it's not always just about getting a fatter paycheck. There's a lot more involved with it. And maybe Gen Z already knows this, or are they just lazy?
Yeah, I'm an eternal optimist. I don't think they're lazy, right? I think they're more realistic and practical. I think they have access to so much more data than we ever had in our generation or generations prior to them. And so I think they're making quicker decisions, maybe not always strong data-based decisions, but decisions nonetheless. And they will act based on the experiences they've had. That youngest generation really values coaching and mentorship and those type of programs and organizations. And if they don't have it, then they get disconnected from what leadership really is or what it takes to be in that next level role in an organization. People don't always understand it. And so they stay away from it.
You say all the time, Mike, and I love this saying, is that people don't quit their job. They quit their managers, right? They quit their company leadership because they're not having a good experience. Given that, we have to have a next generation of leaders or managers in the workplace. So what's the fix here?
So the fix is organizations need to do two things. One, they got to continue to get better at developing their leadership in the middle, right? Set good examples so that people admire that and want to strive to be that. The second is get better at assessing your people. And it's not just assessing their personality traits and their intelligence and their capability. Technically, it's assessing what are their aspirations? What do they want to do? And in organizations, you can create dual career paths. Those that are in the leadership path or those are just that are on the path of becoming just a great technical expert. Find out what people want, what's their true purpose, and help them get there. And if organizations do that, you're going to retain those people. They're going to love working for their manager. They're going to love working for that company. Because remember, one of the number one reasons people leave companies is they don't feel they have career satisfaction or career opportunity. That doesn't mean career growth in a VP role. It means career growth into what I want to do. And so focus on that, and you're gonna retain and people, and they're going to enjoy working for you.
What if your middle manager is calling their mom or dad to help with the one-on-ones because they don't know how to do it themselves? So mom and dad are coming in and helping with them. I'm being facetious.
Sure.
But I think there is a little bit of that problem here. You know, there's this generation has gotten a lot more assistance as well as the data that it just seems to be able to glean that has made it a little bit easier to not always deal with conflict or have to make the tough decision because of maybe mom or dad or grandma.
Yeah. And that is, so hopefully I'm answering your question correctly here, but to me, organizations, they have this Oreo cookie mindset, right? And that's, I want to put a lot of resources developing our senior executives and our high potentials. And I want to do a good job onboarding, which are good things. Don't get me wrong. They forget the mushy middle. Right? And they don't commit the resources to developing those hundreds, in some companies, thousands of leaders. They give them a coffee mug, say you've been promoted, read this book, and on Monday, boom, you're a leader. Right? And they don't spend the time to develop them. So I think organizations need to put more emphasis on that.
Talking with Mike Grubich at LAK Group. It's a local business consulting firm seeing this conscious unbossing in our area and in companies all over. So another thing, and this is more comic than anything, I wonder if Gen Z just knows Gen Z and they don't want to lead themselves because they know their buddies and like, I don't want to be in charge of this guy who isn't committed to work, who doesn't share the work ethic that maybe some of the generations on top have. Yeah. There is a different work ethic and it's harder to manage people who, like our guy, an example from Office Space, and like, I don't really care that much about my job. Right. Like, this is where I work. They see work differently than us Gen Xers and beyond. It's kind of like this is, and COVID had something to do with that as well. This is not my end all be all moving up the ladder at work. And I'm not saying whether it's good or bad. It's just, boy, it's a lot easier to manage someone who's like, yeah, boss, here we go, ready to work.
Yeah.
Versus someone who's like, meh, I'm out at five.
Yeah. And I think they do see work differently.
Four. 3:30
nap pod at noon.
Hour lunch.
Beanbag. Look at that beanbag.
I think they see work differently. And that's on them. And I think it's on leadership in organizations, right? You have to, if you create a workplace that has that inspirational element or people feel valued, they shift, they change their mindset. In my career, I've worked with so many people that to one leader, they were not a good employee, we need to get them out of here. You pick them up and you move them to another leader, another function, another role, and all of a sudden they're a star, right? You got to just find fit. And everyone has a space. Everyone has something that they're good at. I think genuinely people want to do things well. I can't say that I've met hardly, maybe on one hand of people in my life that want to just be bad at something. You got to find that fit. And it'll work. Yeah, to bring a old claymation movie quote in, Hermie the Elf wanted to be a dentist, not a toy maker, right? Let him be a dentist. So if you don't be a toy maker, if you don't want to be a toy maker, be a dentist.
And by all accounts, he was a good dentist.
Yeah. Right? So
solved that abominable snowman problem.
Right.
Really did a good job.
So it's people genuinely want to do they want to enjoy what they're doing, and they want to work on something that is purposeful to them. So find that. And if you can do that as an organization, and if you can do that as an employee or a professional, then the magic happens.
Mike Grubich over at LAK Group. The website is transformingcareers.com. Mike and his team also place a lot of stuff that you can read and enjoy and learn from for free right there on the website if you're interested in these leadership development issues and all of that in the workplace. Thanks, Mike. Always great to see you.
Oh, my pleasure. I enjoy it.
8:24 on Wisconsin's Morning News.